Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Of course, Paulie's hand on the Rondo Report coming up in just a moment. Before we get to that, though, it is time to announce today's biggest fan. If you hear your name called, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize drawing. Of course, it's 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey Suite at an upcoming Padres game, along with catering from Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Today's biggest fan is Michelle Bossert from San Diego. Michelle, you are on the clock, 833-288-0973. If you did not hear your name called, it is not too late to register your name at 973thefan.com/biggestfan. Listen at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. weekdays for your chance to qualify for the grand prize. Good luck, and if you know Michelle, let her know, and she can start calling right now.
Beautiful.
Quick
Should
baseball note.
Should we just wait?
Well, we can wait a second if Michelle calls. They have officially posted from his Japanese team, Tatsuya Imai, the top pitcher available from Japan.
I feel like you're nailing that name.
I could be, but if you say it confidently, no one knows.
You did. That's what I was going to commend you on.
That's really my strategy.
Do it again.
Tatsuya Imai.
Oh, okay.
His fastball looks a lot like Joe Ryan's, according to Eno Saris, but a little faster, which is good. Good movement on it. He is projected to be a fairly effective starter in Major League Baseball, but, of course, that's going to mean not only a pricey contract, but also a pricey posting fee to his team. He's coming over going for the full salary, so more like Yoshinobu Yamamoto, maybe not quite that heralded, but along those lines. Going to be a premium option this offseason for teams looking for pitching.
How does he look in Dodger blue?
The reason why I can't see it is if you had room for one premium type arm, if you're the Padres, I'd want to bring back Michael King. Someone you already know.
No, it's not happening here. We're not paying a posting fee and $300 million.
Well,
whatever.
Right. But even if you could and you had to choose between the two, Michael King's my choice every day over the unknown quantity
from
Japan.
All right, if you told me he's going to be just like Yamamoto, done. Like, that guy's one of the best pitchers I've ever seen. And, you know, had really, really, really cemented his reputation.
I think the skepticism of players coming over from Japan is probably a little tired now.
I think.
The good ones remain good when they get over here.
Indeed, man.
The decent ones
remain decent.
Yeah. And the ones you're not sure about, yeah, they probably aren't going to be very good in Major League Baseball. But the good ones, the stuff plays here, sometimes even better. Like, you know, you're not used to seeing as many of the fork balls and splitters that they throw over there. It can actually be more effective once they get to the United States, even against a tougher level of competition.
Yeah, he's certainly an interesting case. The big third baseman, Murakami, I believe is his name, is he posted as well?
He was posted last week.
He's the guy with like a 50% strikeout rate, but insane power.
Essentially, both of those guys will have to sign now before the new year.
Yeah, before January 2nd.
Because that's
January 2nd.
That's MI. I think Murakami is a little earlier. It's 6 weeks or whatever from the posting date.
Oh, that's right, because he was posted earlier.
So they'll both be signed essentially by the time the calendar flips. A lot of guys won't, of course, be signed. So those will be two of the earlier, bigger names probably off the market just a couple of weeks after the winter meetings.
Yep.
All right. Don't see a caller, so why don't we just get to it? It is time for the Rondo Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
It's not been a happy Wednesday.
No, it hasn't. Been a
sad. Say Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Wednesday.
Okay, so I will admit this was literally not even on my radar until Ben mentioned it going into break.
L.A. Yeah. Old Randy Newman over there had to get this story in.
Yeah. Ben, if you would like, the floor is yours. Talk about LeBron James.
I had heard him disavow his love for the Lakers, and it's the first thing. Paulie, I hope you're talking about LeBron. Let me ask you this. Look at me.
I didn't watch any of the game.
Look at me in the eye.
Yeah.
You having a hard time giving him up?
No, not really.
Why'd you look away? You went away into the left.
I have not watched any Lakers basketball this year. I follow them like I follow the whole league. What's going on? I am impressed that LeBron is now in
How are the Blazers doing?
Poorly.
How are the Pelicans doing?
Poorly.
What about the Bulls?
We're doing pretty well, actually. Surprisingly.
Can you fact check any of this? I'm asking you questions.
Again,
I don't know the answer to.
If I say it confidently, you have no idea on my pronunciations or my basketball proclamations.
Is he right?
Let me pull up the box.
Yeah, give me some. Just give standings? Me some standings.
All right, here's the standings. I was doing that off the top of my head, but if you're going for NBA standings,
bless you.
Thank you. Lakers are sitting in fourth place.
Yeah, Lakers are fine. Or why my internet goes as slow as possible when I want to look something up.
Portland.
I said bad. They are
6-8.
6-8. New Orleans. I said bad. 2-12. And Chicago, I said good. They are, they're so-so. 7-6.
Laker lover.
So
what happened?
He returned. He played his first game.
Fantastic.
It's his 23rd season, record-setting 23rd season, which I find impressive.
It is very impressive.
I mean, when LeBron was on the Heat, when he was on the Cavs, I was a fan of LeBron.
Sure.
I think he's a good guy. He certainly looked like he was ready to accept, based on the stat line, a lesser role. He had 12 assists, only 11 points. Was facilitating for some of the other guys like Luka and Austin Reeves when
Makes
he was
sense.
Out there.
Yeah, you got to know your
not
role.
Not going to be the folk. It's not all going to go through LeBron.
Does he make like 50 a year?
He does. He does.
That's a hefty price tag for an assists leader.
But hey, you know what? If he can get 12 assists a game, I'm sure
they'll take it.
They will take that. And the Lakers have played fairly well this year. They're 11-4 now, fourth in the conference.
Luka just a monster.
Luka's been really good. Austin Reeves has been surprisingly good too. He's playing himself into a big contract in the future. But there are Oklahoma City's still the best team in basketball. It's going to be very tough to beat the Thunder. They're just young and talented with SGA. They're 14-1 right now.
Any Dodgers news you want to update our audience on?
No, Alden Gonzalez wrote about how they're going to try to win a third straight World Series title.
I would think that they are going to try to win I think they're going to try to win a third straight World Series title. I think they're going
to
try.
According to Alden, they're going to try to thread the needle because they also want to think about the future and be able to win in the future, but in the present at the same time.
Yeah, if I'm a Dodger fan, I don't worry about really much of anything. I worry I may fall and break my leg.
We want to be good later.
I mean, you're going to be good now, and you're going to be good later. You get an extra, you get plus 350 is where you start every year. So, you have X, I've got X plus 350. Who's going to have a better year, me or you?
If I start where I'm starting, me.
No, you make X.
Yeah.
I get X plus 350.
Well, if you're starting where you start,
correct.
Then you. Of course.
Yeah. Who's going to have a better year? Whose life easier for?
Remember, the Dodgers had a pretty bad season this year.
It was by design.
If there was no playoffs.
It was literally by design.
If the season and there's no playoffs, they would have been one of the disappointing teams of all time. If you just didn't have a playoff. If it was like soccer at the end of the year.
Yeah, but they would have played it differently. Probably. They wouldn't have. Right. No, not probably.
100%.
Blake Snell would have thrown more than 60 innings or whatever it was before the playoffs, or Yeah, I mean, it would have been the strategy was to have a mediocre regular season and be geared up for October, and it worked.
And, you know, the area that they failed in the most, the bullpen.
Why are we talking
Dodgers? You said you have thoughts on the Dodgers, so I was throwing some thoughts on the Dodgers. Is the easiest area to fix is a bullpen. Sometimes it just fixes itself.
It's the one thing I thought, oh, Friedman, this is going to bite him in the butt, dude. Yeah. It really will. He just, the ego of not going out and getting anyone at the deadline. Blake Stewart. I was like, oh, you're going to get got. Well, no, we're just going to throw Blake Snell and Yamamoto and Glasnow. They're going to be our relievers.
If the season ended in August when the Padres were in first place, maybe the playoffs play out a little bit differently and the Padres are World Series champions.
Probably not.
We're going to move on.
Yeah, thank you.
This I kind of thought was going to be a nothing story, and it developed into a story all throughout the day yesterday. So on Monday night, WWE Raw, I believe they're at Madison Square Garden in New York, saw a lot of press throughout the day of all the New York shows. And Cam Scataboo, Giants rookie running back, who is out for the year with a
It's a severed foot.
Yeah, gruesome. gruesome foot injury.
He had a severed foot.
He and some buddies were at the game or at WWE
ringside.
Ringside, and they were involved in some of the ceremonies.
What do you
they
call it? Do you call it
written into the script?
Do you call it a skit? Because I don't want to offend.
There's a run of show.
The run of show.
Run of show. Yeah, he was in the run of show.
He was in the bit.
He's part of the plot.
Okay. He's in it.
Dominic Mysterio and guys are they're arguing, some pushing and shoving, and then Cam Scataboo, he gets face to face with these guys and pushing and shoving, and that was, from what I saw, pretty much it. Did not watch the episode or anything like that. And then the hot take machine of New York sports radio.
I knew it was coming.
They saw this.
I knew it was coming.
And they said, wait, that's our star player.
Oh, God, he did get pushed pretty hard, man. He did get pushed
there
pretty
was
hard.
Some physicality, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they get after it.
Okay. Remember, keep in the back of your mind, he does have a severed foot.
He has a severed ankle.
Yep. Severed.
And he was at WWE.
They stitched it
is
back
on. Is it a stump
on.
Or is it
no,
a...
No, they stitched it back on.
Oh, it's
on.
Back on.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Yeah, it's back
right.
on. Good.
If you are a New York Giants fan, or if you're doing sports radio this week in New York, your reaction to seeing that?
Well, now remember, Abdul Carter, the 3 days before, slept through a practice, right? The walkthrough? Yep. Remember that? I wasn't sleeping. I was in recovery. Cam Scataboo, another rookie out there participating in WWE. Conduct detrimental. As someone in the chat just said.
There's absolutely no chance he plays in another game until the middle of next September.
Is that
when
right?
The season starts, right?
Is it, it's that long?
He's out for the season.
I know he's out for the season.
Yeah.
So will he be back for the start of next season?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, but what
he's
he
got,
do,
what, 10 months?
What he does now
months,
in November.
But could you, okay.
I don't know if
well,
is going to impact that timeline
I'll
in
be
the
honest
least
with you.
Bit.
I'll be honest with you. And this is probably because I'm such a hard-ass media guy. Maybe I'm the only one. But I saw that and I was like, that's dumb by him. I don't think you do that.
I didn't think anything of it.
With a busted-ass ankle.
I think...
Because a lot can... And you'll hear it in their clips. And I was like, all right. Like, I think there's some decent points made. Put it in...
I think you can argue that no NFL player should be involved in a physical skit. Even if they're completely healthy.
Yeah.
You can make that argument.
Yeah,
I don't see that having any impact on his return from football.
But the what-ifs are what got them.
Oh, yes. This was some New York sports radio for you guys.
This is yesterday. Brandon Tierney.
Brandon Tierney, WFAN.
Want to be the buzz killer around here.
Don't you?
That's dumb.
Which
by Cam Scataboo. I thought that there was a chance that and I didn't know Carter was going to go, but once I heard that Cam Scataboo was going to be in attendance, I thought there was a chance that they'd write him into the script. I thought it would be a little bit more physically innocuous. And again, I'm not here to be the buzzkill or holier than thou or the headmaster or the dean of discipline. But dude, use common sense. I mean, the last time we saw Cam Scataboo in a New York Giants uniform, his ankle was pointed in the absolute wrong direction. It was hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
Okay, so his season is over. I hope that he's able to regain his career. Most doctors think that he will. I'll trust them. But that was a heinous grotesque, very problematic injury. And, you know, it's not so much that he was sitting ringside or that there was a little push or that there was scripted stuff. It's there are certain things that you still can't script. Like when Cam pushed Dom, it had some force behind it.
It did a good job.
It gave a good shove. Now, Dom, of course, handed up, and it went flipping and flying backwards, somersault to the ring. And then he came back, and he shoves Gadaboo. So all those things are written within the script. But here's a question. You know, like, what happens if there's a little beer or a little water or a little seltzer on the garden floor, and he slips, and he loses control? Like, I'm not mad. I'm not trying to ruin the young man's life. Have fun, man. You're young. Go for it. But there's certain things you can't control. It's not a hamstring. Your ankle was hanging off. I don't think that was smart last night at all. I'm sorry.
Did they even think about how he got there? I mean, did he ride in a cab?
Cab could have run over his foot.
Could have gotten into an accident. How did he walk down? I mean, he was down at the bottom of the ring. Did he walk down those flights of stairs at the garden himself? Or did they have some sort of, like, inclinator that lowered him down to the floor? Because he could have tripped on any one of those stairs. There could have been beer or seltzer,
somebody
perhaps.
Could have stomped on his foot.
Any one of those stairs. I mean, in a crowd, you're walking back up. Someone could kick you accidentally.
What if it was our prized rookie? It was ours. He was ours. He was a San Diego Padre. And he's got a fractured ankle, and he's out doing WWE bits. I promise you I wouldn't be happy about it. I wouldn't. You wouldn't either. Well, you'd polish it. Paul, you wouldn't be happy about it. I bet our listeners would. We remember the motorcycle accident?
I used my brain.
Anybody
like
remember the dirt bike? Anybody remember the dirt bike accident?
I used my
anybody?
Brain.
Does anybody remember the dirt bike accident? That everyone in this town absolutely soiled themselves over. Young kid. And then the next offseason, you saw Fernando.
I think it's different when you're not hurt.
You saw Fernando. You saw, but like, The whole premise is you got to let these kids live their lives, and I agree with that 100%. Now, I don't want my guys.
This is a great time for him to live his life, though.
Yeah.
When he doesn't have another game for almost a year.
Sure.
This is a great time to go out and do these things. Like,
without physical.
Don't do it next August when you're getting ready for the season risk something.
So you're cool with him skydiving if he just lands on one foot because he doesn't have a game for a while. Just land on one foot.
This would be the best
foot.
Time to do it for sure.
You're crazy. You'd lose your mind. I know you would.
I mean, he's like rock climbing without a harness. Like, that's significant.
Well, I mean, Fernando was out there base jumping after his
doing
thing.
Something like this where the professionals, and again, I use the word professionals.
Right,
these are professionals
great point.
That make it look like they're hitting each other a lot harder than they actually are.
They're professionals. He's not. He doesn't know how to wrestle.
Sure, they gave him a little bit of a training.
The question is
how to make it work.
WWE coming to town. Couple weeks. Let's get Yu Darvish out there throwing punches. How about it? Let him live his life. He's already had a great career. He's out there one-handed with a cast on, beating somebody to death with a cast. Let's do it. Gotta
live.
Well,
if he was ever going to do it, next weekend would be a good time to do it. Still pretty early on.
He's got a lot of time to get ready. Now's the time.
Now's the time to do it. I love it.
I don't know that it's going to delay or extend his return.
I rarely agree with Brandon Tierney, but I think I like the way he pitched it too. He wasn't outraged.
He
was like, yeah, you know, this is just kind of dumb.
There were a lot more.
It's dumb in that are going to react that way, and you just you're taking an unforced error in terms of public reaction. If not, he didn't get hurt.
So was
honestly.
Cam Scadabo out of line? He had to take to social media after he had enough.
I saw,
and he said, "Hey, honestly, if you don't like that I'm having a good time while dealing with a tough time, then just go ahead and unfollow and casually move on. I'm not able to play football and have the fun I've been having my whole life, so I'm doing things outside of the box, trying to find things to keep me happy. Enjoy the rest of y'all's week, and just don't talk about me if you ain't got nothing nice to say."
Doesn't work that way, Cam. I think you're in the wrong city, dude. Wrong city.
And then Phil Mickelson right below that applauses and gives him a thumbs up. So
hey, anytime you can get Phil Mickelson's endorsement for something you do, that's probably a good thing. That's a really, really good thing.
Yeah. Paulie, was that story number two or three?
That was two.
That was number two. I'll wrap it up quickly with number three.
Hey, you want to do this quickly? Okay.
Real fast.
Ben doesn't have a sister.
Ben does not have a sister. Hello, Maggie. I am still suffering from those Oreos, Thanksgiving Oreos that we tried. We talked about it in the Ryan Report last week. We ordered them. Disgusting. I wanted to vomit. I will not be doing a taste test of this, but Heinz is now selling squeezable leftover gravy. Meant for like turkey leftover sandwiches.
What's the difference between leftover gravy and gravy? Gravy for leftovers.
Gravy, yeah. Gravy for leftovers.
Don't you already have gravy left over?
Yeah, but it's not in a squeezable bottle. They're right. putting it in a squeezable
bottle.
Yeah,
it's in the big, whatever you guys use. Gravy. So now it'll be in like a Heinz, like a mustard or ketchup
and
bottle.
And it's gravy.
And it's gravy.
I'll give you $500 to squeeze a whole bottle of gravy. $500.
500?
The whole thing down.
500. Cash
money. I mean, this is like something that's designed that people are supposed to like,
it's
right?
It's called leftover gravy, but it's just their home-style turkey gravy in a squeezable bottle.
Just like this.
Can I microwave it?
No.
Just it's out cold.
Out of the bottle.
I can do it cold. I can't do regular gravy cold.
I don't like gravy, period.
Gravy's delicious.
I do not like gravy.
But it's got to be hot and on top of other things.
You're telling me if I let you heat up the gravy, you would then be fine squeezing it down your gullet?
I'm starting to think about it.
All right.
How fast do I have to do it?
Just squeeze the whole thing down your gullet.
Like, I couldn't do it all in one.
You don't have to shotgun
one
it.
Thing, like,
see that? I wouldn't be able to do that. Yeah. Physically, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Can you not chug beers?
No.
I can't
even chug water.
I did an Irish car bomb with you once, and it was
very
actually
slow.
Pretty pathetic.
The slowest Irish car bomb in history.
Sipping the bitter rest of it.
I am not able to drink things quickly.
That's fair.
It's just how I'm wired, apparently.
Ugh, I do not like gravy.
All right, Paulie, thank you for the Rindle Report.
You're welcome.
Just ruined my day.
Just
again.
Have some breaking news about a new media rights deal for Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Share you some of the details of that coming up. We'll also give away some Parker McCollum tickets when we return with more Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, Daily Fantasy Prize Picks is where I've been doing it the last couple of years. I invite you to join me and millions, tens of millions of other users who are making Prize Picks their Daily Fantasy Sports app, probably because it's fun. You're watching sports anyway. This is a chance to win real money while you're watching games. I was looking at the LeBron projections last night for his return. They actually can... It's interesting the way it works at Prize Picks because you can do like the regular projections, the more or less on 14.5 points, but you can also do the easier projection. They have the goblin, it's a little green guy. Maybe it'd be 11 points. Or you can do tougher ones like 26.5 points and you get higher odds on those. It's however you want to play it. You got a feeling about what you're watching. Don't we all, when we're watching sports, you put those feelings together into a lineup and win real money, up to 2,000 times your money with Prize Picks. Just download the app today at their website, prizepicks.com, and use the code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. You don't calculate the odds yourself. You put it together, they'll show you what it is. Like, okay, yeah, three together, that's seven times your odds. You can think about it that way, and then, no, I don't want to do that one. Just set up another one. It's very fun, very easy to do at Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at maurices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Reading through some of the details here, and they do apply to Padres fans, of a new short-term media rights deal for Major League Baseball with multiple outlets, ESPN, NBC, and Netflix, Woods. This is according to Sports Business Journal. Now, first of all, what do we know? We know that they've been trying to set things up where everything expires in 2029 when all the other media rights deals, the local rights deals,
yeah,
are expiring for other teams to create a national package. This is part of that. It's just a short-term deal through the 2028 season. And it involves ESPN. They're coming back. Remember, they opted out of their big money deal with MLB, but they are returning and retaining approximately 30 national games. They're going to have like a Thursday night package. NBC is going to get the Sunday night package to go along with their Sunday night football, okay. Sunday night basketball. Now they're going to have Sunday night baseball as well throughout the season. And then Netflix is jumping in. They're just getting opening day and the home run derby. So a much smaller deal for Netflix, but getting some like opening matchups. But what's interesting here, and I'm reading through this, says the Mariners are now joining the growing roster of teams participating in the streaming arrangement, which already includes Diamondbacks, Twins, Guardians, Rockies, and the Padres. Yep. So the local teams that don't have TV deals will now be produced by ESPN through their agreement with Major League Baseball. But it says that the local streaming rights will launch on MLB's platform. So once again, Padres.tv, probably MLB app, is where you're going to be able to watch Padres games next year. Not necessarily on the new ESPN app or platform, which you can watch for all the national packages. It says ESPN will have that.
All right. So,
but not the local will be MLB's platform.
So just to clarify, though.
Yes.
So I got to buy Padres.tv again.
Probably.
And I have to buy the new ESPN.
Or you have cable. You should be able to watch it at home, probably.
Watch again. What?
Padres.tv. It'll probably be picked up on Spectrum, Cox,
okay.
DirecTV.
So through YouTube my cable, TV. I can watch which I watch the games at home anyway.
Yeah, however you watched it last year, my guess is you'll be able to watch it again.
If I'm out, I got to have the app on my phone.
Yes, depending on how your app streams away from your local Wi-Fi. Some people don't.
You need your home Wi-Fi.
I can watch my Padres games away from my Spectrum.
Do you have Cox?
Reason.
Oh, you have Spectrum. And you have cable too, right?
I do.
Yeah. I like Cox. You like Spectrum.
Well, and I don't know if I'm supposed to be able to or it's a mistake, but I am able anywhere in San Diego. I open my Spectrum app on my phone if the Padres are playing. I can watch it. Sitting in the park. Or
I can, too, because I bought Padres.tv.
Right. I didn't have to buy Padres.tv to get that, though.
All right. No. So now, if you don't have cable and you want to watch other than the Padres, you're going to have to still buy that ESPN app. You're also going to have Netflix.
Well, it says it'll be on both ESPN and MLB platforms initially, at least. So if you just want to do the MLB thing, you can stay with
so
that.
So that's the MLB
TV. MLB TV. Yeah.
Okay, and also Netflix.
Netflix will just be the home run derby and like the opening day game, which I believe is like the day before everybody else's games. I think they already have it on the schedule. I forget who it was, but Netflix has that deal for the one game to get it started.
I actually don't know where I'm going to be watching Padres games next year because of the ESPN. I got to figure
YouTube,
it all out.
YouTube TV. What do you have right now?
We don't have cable.
What do you have? You have YouTube TV?
We don't have cable. We don't have YouTube TV cable. We have streaming services now.
Yeah,
it is.
But I don't have like any live television.
Like a bundled bunch of channels together. Wherever you get them, whether it's online or an actual cable box, right. I would consider a bundled group of channels that you're normally used to watching.
I know I'll
as
get
cable.
Them through ESPN's app. I just because they've revamped their app. I haven't signed up for ESPN Plus or whatever it's called. There's a lot that goes into it, but I believe you just will pay an additional amount and get all the Padres games and whatever that costs.
I like the idea of a centralized platform, but it sounds like there's three different platforms. Still three different platforms. What does it say about, or does it disclose what a team, you know, will we have more TV money now?
No, there's nothing listed here about that.
Okay. But you would assume that's the case.
And I don't see anything about like the Apple games or the Roku games here. I don't know if those are going away.
Isn't Apple done? Aren't they done? I think they're done.
And it doesn't look like they're re-upping for more with Major League Baseball, according to this short-term deal.
Okay. Going to miss the quality of those games. Those were great. And you could flip on Jesse.
Local broadcasts.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That technology should start existing for the national ones at some point as well, hopefully. NBC's quality has been really good.
Yeah.
And like their new NBA stuff, the picture, really good. The graphics are really good. Don't mind if they bring that to the world of baseball as well.
I think it's just, as a Padre fan, you're like, cool, I want to get something. I want to get a TV deal that gives us more money to spend on players. That's what I want. You know?
Of course.
And reading that article again in The Athletic by Evan Drellick yesterday, that's kind of the goal of a lot of the teams. They want to have a standardized kind of television deal. But, you know, if you're the New York Yankees or the Atlanta Braves or the Chicago Cubs or the Los Angeles Dodgers, why on God's green earth would you ever, ever agree to that? Ever. It makes no sense to be in L.A. and you're, you know, running the Dodgers and like, no, man, you got $350 a year extra in perpetuity, essentially. We'll bang that and we'll just all join one big happy family.
But, you know, you're part of a collective. And if you get outvoted, you can't just do things the way you want to do it.
Watch them. They'll figure out a way.
I don't know. I mean,
watch them.
You're going to have to get your deals approved, I would assume, by the commissioner in Major League Baseball. And if everybody else is saying, no, we're doing it this other way.
It's Golden Goose, man.
You need
don't
opponents.
Mess with the Golden Goose.
You need opponents to play.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't mess with the Golden Goose.
Yeah, but the idea is they're creating an even bigger Golden Goose of a national package.
True.
That's, you know, through the roof, billions of dollars of a national package for, you know, that includes the Dodgers and the Yankees and every other
They'll
team.
They'll get that money. It'll be deferred.
I mean, there's no doubt. The Dodgers are getting their money. They're getting Japan money.
Yes.
They're getting all kinds of money.
Yeah, they have tons of money.
There is a way for them to share some of it with their riches with baseball. They're not special. They are not special.
They're wealthy.
Right, but the only reason they're wealthy is they play in Los Angeles. And the only reason the Yankees are wealthy is because they play in New York.
Yeah.
You know?
And they get massive broadcast deals. Massive.
But the other teams, they don't operate under different rules.
I saw people in the I told you I spent about 45 minutes reading the comments. And again, usually like I don't read the comments on articles or tweets and stuff, but I spent some time in that Evan Drellick article because it had a real good cross section of fans from different perspectives, different teams. Pirates fans weighing in, you know, talking about their TV deal. All the other teams weighing in on their TV deals and how it's never going to match up and be the same. And it's a really, really interesting read, not only the article, but the comments as well, just about how, yeah, man, like we can't afford to have a $70 million miss in our bullpen because we don't have $350 coming to us every single year. And yeah, obviously that stuff makes sense. I didn't feel much hope after reading it. Did you? I felt actually that we were in
I
more.
I was hopeful that
I wasn't at
Evan's
all.
Words might like resonate among both sides a little bit. Like he's right. You know, we can't well, mess with a good thing that we have going here.
The funny thing is he's in there interviewing. He's interviewing anonymous GMs. He's interviewing GMs that put their name on it. He's interviewing presidents of baseball ops. He's interviewing everybody. He's interviewing Tony Clark. He got quotes from everybody. They're all saying the same thing, which is, yeah, this has been great. We can't afford to lose this, but, you know, the other side's got to have to bend a little bit, and that's what they're both saying. Yeah, he got comments and on-the-record comments, but, again, you read it and go, yeah, who's going to give? Who's going to give?
But no one should be giving now. I mean, it would be silly to go, yeah, we're gonna cave to everything they want because there's too much at stake.
They all agree.
You're going to say you take a hard line until the day you don't.
They all agree, and the players have said, and the players that he talked to have said, yeah, we'll miss games. Bryce Harper, you know, he's yelling at the commissioner. They all said, don't come in here talking about a salary cap. We are happy to forfeit games. Whew, It could be devastating, you know, and it took a long time.
When you threaten to take the iPad away, whether or not you're really going to do it,
yeah,
you want them to believe that you're going to take the iPad away.
Yeah, it's weird because my kids don't believe any of my threats anymore.
Right. And do you believe the threats
don't
from
you
players?
Ever come into this bedroom and talk about dinner?
Right.
Do you believe the threat from players or is it an empty threat?
I do.
You do believe it.
As
well, they want you to believe it.
If it pertains to a salary cap, I completely understand.
And they
it.
Want you to believe that threat. Because,
and I completely understand why they would feel
because
that way.
Why would the owners move at all if they think it's an empty threat?
Right.
So the players want you to believe it's a real threat, which makes us all feel like it's a real threat. Again, don't know that it's in anybody's best interest, to actually lose games.
But you're saying how it should be, and I'm telling you how it is. Like, of course, they all know it's not in our best interest.
Let's say all of baseball is worth $1,000,
right,
just to keep the math simple. And right now, the owners are making $530, and the players are making $470. Now, the players want to fight for 500-500 split or something like that. and they're willing to stop baseball to do it. So in the end, baseball is worth $800, and the players are getting 50% of that. Well, now you're only making $400, and you're making less than you did before, and the owners are making way less than you did before. You would have been better off not fighting at all in the first place.
He lost me, though. We started doing percentages.
Too much math? I tried to keep the math as simple as possible.
And you need to bring in, like...
You'd rather have a smaller percentage of a bigger pie than a bigger percentage of a smaller pie.
Sure.
No matter which side you're
absolutely
on.
I mean, yeah,
like, all right, Ben has three apples. Woods takes two of those apples. How many apples does Ben have? One.
Right. But if you're just dividing one apple to begin with, you now have less apples.
I don't get it.
Both sides.
Happy birthday, Lewis, in the chat. His dad, I think, texted. Ask if San Diego's concierge and my two wonderful sidekicks could wish his son Lewis a happy fourth birthday. Happy four. Hey, just a word of warning. They're nightmares when they're four. Maybe the worst year. So
in honor of Lewis's birthday, we're going to give away some Parker McCollum tickets right now. If you'd like to be the third call, you can win them. 833-288-0973. You must celebrate a birthday, though, sometime this year to be eligible for the tickets.
Yeah.
833-288-0973. If you have a birthday this year, call now, 833-288-0973, and you can win them as a birthday present from us, Parker McCollum, at Viejas Arena on June 18th. Details at Ticketmaster.com. We'll come back, wrap things up on a Wednesday with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000-466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
It's so nice, we'll tell you thrice, that 7 Mile Casino is our card room. Yeah, we talked about it earlier today. As we get toward the end of the show, though, and maybe you're thinking about what you want to do this afternoon or evening after you get off work, maybe you want to make a plan to stop by 7 Mile Casino. Have a great dinner at Sammy's Wood-Fired Pizza. Mm. Love the barbecue chicken pizza. Mm. It is classic. Ledoux's barbecue chicken pizza. If you haven't tried the pastas, they're also outstanding. The chicken tequila fettuccine.
Always
good. Rich, but it's good. It's oh so very good.
Say that.
The chopped salads are really delicious as well. And then you sit down at one of the great card tables at 7 Mile Casino. Play some cards.
Yeah, California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pie Gal, Baccarat. You know it, man. The fearsome foursome right there. Look, no slot machines, no cigarette smoke. Blowing in your face, all right? It is a great place to go. It's bright. It's airy. They got a great patio as well. Friendly dealers are going to take good care of you. Best part, just 7 minutes from downtown.
7 Mile Casino. Check it out today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Very excited during that spot.
Anything to wash the taste of those Oreos out of my mouth right now, which brings us to our final segment coming up here.
And this was unplanned.
I will always think that, but it's good. It's oh so very good.
Oh hey, my God.
That was the pasta.
Sound like an adult film star.
Standing the Sammy's. Chicken tequila fettuccine.
Always
good. Rich, but it's good. It's oh so very good.
Just starting that, but it's good. Oh so very good.
I remember,
it's
listen,
good.
It's oh so very
you.
Good.
Thank you.
The day that Scraby did his Spicy 10 challenge, Thai
spicy
food,
10.
Spicy 10.
Yeah.
Which I get, what do you order when you go?
One.
One. Paulie?
And that gets
on
me.
I thought it was a 5 scale.
It's usually 1 to 10 at Thai food.
I'm like a 4.
I get like 4.
Yeah,
it's got plenty,
four.
Of,
do you guys?
Plenty of kick for me.
Look at you,
4 is plenty
asses.
Of kick.
One is more than
enough. And Scraby wondered if anyone can handle a 10. And, you know, Tony Gwynn Jr. is dying and Chris L is dying.
They wouldn't do it, did they?
And then Adam comes in and just eats it. Just eats it down. Guy's got an iron stomach.
Like it was nothing.
So we were curious how he would handle the Oreo challenge from earlier today. And we've got Adam in studio.
Oh, God.
And after traffic, he is, I've even got a fiver for him for coming in and doing this.
I'll give him five.
We got five, you got five? He's not giving him anything.
I've given him enough. I've given him my soul.
Gave me Odyssey points this morning.
I gave you Odyssey points this morning.
The turkey and stuffing, he's going to try the turkey and stuffing one.
That's the gnarliest one.
I thought that was the gnarliest smell. I ate the sweet potato. Woods had the cream corn Oreo. Very bad, but Adam says he will try it, and we will let him do that coming up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Since all guests on Ben and Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline, Adam Klug is now appearing on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline.
Is he?
David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney. Not really, but helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Just wanted to wedge that in there. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, Kluger.
What's up, guys? I'm surprised you know my name, Ben.
I do. I've he studied does. The board enough and the pictures of our fellow employees.
Did you tell him about the guy that you got the email about that you were maybe going to interview? With the, the last name?
Yeah, there's a horse racing owner named Adam Kluger.
Adam Kluger.
Oh, wow. Racing Adam horses Kluger. At Del Mar.
I think there's a defensive lineman in the NFL last name Klug spelled the same way.
Yeah, really? Adam Kluger is 7 feet tall. He's got a full head of hair.
The exact opposite of me.
When I didn't know you, and we were across the street, and we were at odds and battling.
Oh, yeah.
And I was your...
And he never made fun of you at all without knowing you.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Not once.
And I remember being with Paulie at Petco once.
Still doesn't do any of that.
And we saw him. Remember this? He was coming out of the Odyssey suite.
Oh, my God.
And I elbowed Paul. I go, there he is. It's Adam Klug. Because I didn't know his last name. I go, that's Klug.
Hey, what's up, Klugger?
Klug is in one ear and out the other at this point in my life. I get it so much.
Klug.
Paulie, I'll never forget. Yep. I can still see it. Yep. Me going, oh, there he is. It's Adam Klug.
Probably like April of, that year.
It's like, man, he's really short.
Doesn't have a lot of hair. Yeah, I get it.
I heard he can't even run a board.
He's a good sport, though, and he has a reputation for an iron stomach, and he's willing to come in, and we just want to see the reaction. Thanksgiving, it is the
you really can eat anything,
turkey and stuff.
I don't know. We're about to find out.
Oh, God. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
Here it goes. Down the hatch.
It's a turkey and stuffing Oreo cookie. He's nodding his head.
He has not even flinched.
He's not even bothered.
We all gagged.
Going back, another bite. I couldn't
Should I keep eating this one or try a different one?
Try the cream corn, the yellow one.
He's moving
obviously.
On.
Oh,
I'm gonna vomit watching him enjoy it.
As soon as you opened up the tin of Oreos again, it just like blasted the studio with that stench.
That's cream corn. This is the worst one.
Cream corn.
Yeah,
creamed corn.
It's not a cookie flavor.
It's corn. It's a corn flavored cookie. He's nodding along on this one.
I can smell it from here. It's,
I like the other one better, but it's fine.
Fine. It's fine.
I think you guys are overreacting.
As usual. But
we stomach.
Give him $5 from me.
That's $5 from me.
He is amazing.
What do I need to try? What's the orange one?
That's pumpkin. That one tastes good.
Well, it's also sweet potato. One of them is sweet potato.
Yeah, which one? Do I need to try a different one?
I think you've knocked out the two worst ones, but that's sweet potato, and I hate sweet potato.
I like the caramel apple pie one.
Yeah, I had the pumpkin
cranberry
pie.
Cranberry sauce was fine.
Go back.
I enjoy cranberry
more.
Sauce.
He's going back
to
the
for more.
Oh, my God.
He's a glutton.
Absolutely. That's his lunch, too, by the way. What would you...
I'm impressed.
Is there anything you wouldn't eat? Like if...
It's funny. I'm actually a very picky eater.
Which is weird, because you have the...
I don't like ketchup, mustard, tomato. Like, there's a lot of stuff I don't eat, but, I mean, this is...
You don't
is
like
textural,
ketchup?
Is it textural ketchup? Or flavor?
You don't like ketchup or mustard?
No, or mayonnaise. The only sauce I
really... What do you eat on your sandwiches? Dry? Are they dry?
Barbecue sauce.
On a sandwich?
On a sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Like a turkey sandwich.
Well, not on a turkey sandwich.
What do you get on a turkey sandwich?
That's probably plain.
Dry turkey sandwich.
Yeah, I might eat barbecue sauce on it.
You're okay with cheese.
I like cheese. I like buffalo sauce.
Okay.
You're a serial killer.
I might be.
Dry. Can I get a dry
I don't have mayo.
I know, but can I get a dry turkey sandwich?
Well, I mean, if there's gravy or whatever.
Ooh, gravy. What about haggis? Would you eat haggis?
I don't know if that is.
Intestines. Sheep intestines.
No.
Oh, okay. What about balut?
I don't know what it is, but probably
fermented
not.
Fermented duck embryo.
I'm going to go with no.
All right.
It's a delicacy.
So you're not that big of a hard ass then?
No, but spicy.
If you can get these,
I got
down.
When you're talking about the Thai thing you were mentioning. If I'm, I mean, I tried the 10, obviously, and it was fine. But like, if I go to a Thai restaurant, I'm probably ordering a 7.
They need to take me to the ER.
He's unfazed.
I'm not even kidding.
Cream corn.
Cream corn. You're nasty, dude. Nasty.
Good work, Adam. All right, that's it for us today. We will be back tomorrow. It is 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. like it always is on Thursday. Throwback Thursday, though. We'll play some real or fake and maybe some clips from past shows. Braden's coming up next for Paul Reindl, our executive producer, and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your day. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan, and rest in peace to Randy Jones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.